Isra and Mi'raj, the Nile journey and ascension of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one who exists without a place. To Allah belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and his kind aunt and companions and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters, on Prophet Muhammad's journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah enabled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see some of his wondrous creations. Allah enabled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see the world, that is the dunya, like an old woman. However, this old woman was wearing a great deal of jewelry, and in this there is an indication of the reality of this world. This world has many luxuries that are very appealing to the desires. However, when we die, they will be left behind. All of this will vanish. Allah enabled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see Iblis, Satan, also known as the devil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something on the side of the road which did not dare to stand in his way to speak to him. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw was Iblis. Originally, Iblis was a jinn believer and lived with the angels in paradise. When Allah ordered the angels to prostrate, that is to make sujood, out of respect to Prophet Adam, Iblis was ordered to prostrate to him as well. The angels are inherently obedient to Allah, so they prostrated to Adam. However, Iblis did not obey. He objected to the order of Allah and said, "You created me out of fire, and you created him out of clay. How do you order me to prostrate to him?" This objection to Allah's order was the first incident of blasphemy he committed. On his journey, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smelled a beautiful fragrance. He asked Jibreel about this pleasant fragrance. Jibreel informed him it was coming from the grave of the woman who used to comb the hair of Pharaoh's daughter. This woman was a good, pious believer. One day, as she was combing the hair of Pharaoh's daughter, the comb fell from her hand. When she went to pick the comb up, she said, "Bismillah." Pharaoh's daughter asked her, "Do you have a god other than my father?" The woman said, "Yes, my lord, and the lord of your father is Allah." Pharaoh's daughter told her father what had happened. Pharaoh demanded this woman blasphemes and leave Islam, but she refused. At that, Pharaoh threatened to kill her children. He brought a large cauldron of water and built a great fire under it. When the water boiled, Pharaoh brought her children and started to drop them into that cauldron one after the other. Throughout all of this, the woman remained steadfast to Islam. Even when Pharaoh reached her youngest child, a little boy still nursing, but she felt pity for him. At that, Allah enabled this child to speak. He said to his mother, "O mother, be patient. The torture of the hereafter is far more severe than the torture of this life, and do not be reluctant, because you are right." At this, the woman requested Pharaoh collect her bones and the bones of her children and bury them in the same grave. Pharaoh promised her that. Then he dropped her into that boiling water. She died as a martyr. The beautiful fragrance Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam smelled coming from her grave is an indication of her high status. During his journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw people whose lips and tongues were clipped with scissors made of fire. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "These are the speakers of sedition, fitna, who call people to misguidance." During his journey, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw a bull that exited from a very small outlet, then was trying in vain to return through that small outlet. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "This is the example of the bad word which one spoken, it cannot be returned." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw people grazing like animals with very little clothing on their private parts. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "These are the ones who refuse to pay zakah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw angels smashing some people's heads with rocks. These heads would then return to their former shape, and then the angels would smash their heads again, and so on. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "These are the ones whose heads felt too heavy to perform the prayer, the ones who used to sleep without praying." On his journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw people who were competing to eat rotten meat, ignoring meat that was sliced and unspoiled. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "These are people from your nation who leave out that which is permissible, that is halal, and consume that which is forbidden, that is haram." This was in reference to the fornicators, that is, the ones who left out the permissible, which is marriage, and committed the forbidden, which is fornication. During his journey from the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also saw people who were drinking the fluid, that is the water mixed with blood, coming out of the bodies of the fornicators. Jibreel explained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that these were the ones who were drinking the prohibited alcohol. Finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw some people scratching their faces and chests with brass fingernails. Jibreel said, "These are the examples of those who commit gossip, that is ghibah." Gossip, ghibah, is a very ugly sin. It is to mention, in the absence of one's Muslim brother or sister, what is in them which they would not like to be mentioned. Oh,
طريق عتمي ومن كربي زايد همي. تفاجأت بصورة لالي للقبة الخضراء بالي، وهمي راح عن انزاح على خدي ارتسمت بسمي، وهمي راح عن انزاح على خدي ارتسمت بسمي.
Dear brothers and sisters, in the next episode, we will continue talking about the great miracle of Al-Isra and Mi'raj. And the focus of next program will be on the Mi'raj, which is the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the upper heavens. We ask Allah to add to our knowledge and to bestow on us the bounty of entering paradise without torture. Ameen.
القبة الحلوة مثل الشمس اللي عم تضوي، زيارتها قلبي بتروي ويمكن يتحسن حالي. خيلت القبة الحلوة مثل الشمس اللي عم تضوي، زيارتها قلبي بتروي ويمكن يتحسن حالي. وقف حد الباب بوس وقف حد الباب بوس الأعتاب، واتوسل بالهادي ولاقي همي وعحالي وعيد وعزيارة محبوب نويت. وهالمرة من الفرحة بكيت حتى يصير اللي ببالي.
غنيت كم كلمة غرام طفتة مثل الورد الخزام، لحبيب قلبي سيدي للمصطفى الهادي الإمام.